T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
All right, welcome back. Brad Barber with the music today. This one's called Rooster. It's from Alice in Chains. Little Guns N' Roses, Metallica, Alice in Chains, and then out of nowhere, Hank Williams Jr.
Well, diversity's never bad.
Good stuff. Ron is up next. Hello, Ron. You're on the Drive.
Hey, Bob. Well, it's hard to beat Hank Jr. Anyway, haven't heard all your discussion about top 10 athletes, but baseball, without a doubt, not only top 10, but top 1, 2, or 3 of all time, in my opinion, would be Roberto Clemente.
Well, he'd certainly be in the top 10 of all-time baseball players.
No, he wouldn't, certainly. I mean, that's not a certainty. But anyway, continue.
I think it is. I think it is a certainty.
Okay, well, I'm about to name 10 better.
And basketball, I don't know how you could go without Bill Russell.
No question. Thanks, Ron. Both of those are good. We're doing top 10 Oklahoma athletes. We'll let you
University
play World
of
Series of Face-Off. University of Oklahoma athletes. Today, we're going through all the Power 5 conferences, trying to get to everybody during the summer months. Let's start off with your list. Start at number 10.
Stacy Dales.
Hmm.
Didn't she lead them to a national title?
Maybe.
I think she did. And there you go.
Okay.
National titles don't just come along.
Listen.
Good analyst.
10 for me is Brian Bosworth, who was so much fun as a college football player.
Yeah, he was an okay college player. And then he ran into some...
You don't have any clue.
Then he ran into
number
some
nine.
Grown men and Bo Jackson and got steamrolled. Alvin Adams.
You're really going hard on some of the obscurities here.
Are they obscure? Oklahoma didn't have a lot of like legendary performers.
They didn't?
Not
you,
really.
You ever follow their football program?
Yeah, and it's surprisingly thin in NFL stars.
Wow. Number nine, Tony Casillas would be on my list. Not thin as an NFL star. One of the greats. Number eight.
All right, Bobby Mercer.
What, are you doing all baseball? And
that's my first baseball.
Bobby Mercer?
Yes.
You sure he went to Oklahoma?
Yeah, he played a long
time. I know he's from Oklahoma.
Played a long time at the University of Oklahoma. Up to 4 years.
Number eight on my list is Tommy McDonald.
Who?
Look him up sometime. He's one of the great football players to ever strap him on.
Again, NFL stars light. Who is it?
Tommy McDonald. Are you kidding? You don't know him?
No.
Oh, my. It's so sad.
I'm sure he didn't play with a face mask, though. And
Tommy McDonald played in the NFL for many years, I think 12, from 1957 to 1968. Was a very good receiver, over 8,400 yards receiving, and was at Oklahoma from 54 to 56. Come on.
He was such a good receiver that in 1959, his position was listed as RH.
Number seven.
What is that?
Running halfback, if you knew anything about football.
Leroy Selman.
There, he finally have somebody that's on my list, but that's way too low. Number seven on my list is Buddy Hield.
Based on what?
Did you not watch him play?
Yeah, he had a really good, nice 1 year at Oklahoma.
You know, he had two extremely very good years.
He had one good year and one great year.
He was all Big 12 twice. I don't know what you want.
Well, I want somebody.
He's certainly better than Alvin Adams.
No.
Number six on your list.
Wayman Tisdale.
Way too low. Number six on my list, Blake Griffin.
Way too low.
Number five on your list of outstanding Sooners.
Gerald McCoy. Better than
what?
Better than your little leather helmet guys who stumbled through the initial years.
Seriously, who?
Gerald McCoy.
Tell me something about him.
I don't need to tell you a whole lot about him because he's a six-time Pro Bowler.
What do you do at OU?
He was so good that they drafted him in the first round, third overall.
Number five on my list, Steve Owens. You may have heard of him, Heisman winner. Let's get to Brett quickly. Hey, Brett.
I'm officially boycotting this show until Jeff has a mental evaluation.
What happened now?
I cannot believe.
Brett, be quiet.
Coming out of this today.
What did I say, Brent?
What didn't you say?
Roberto Clemente has got to be one of the greatest ball players, definitely top 10.
He absolutely is, but he's not even close to top 10. But continue.
Might be the best worst ball hitter ever to play Major League Baseball.
Here's what Roberto Clemente had that Jeff refuses to acknowledge. He was a great hitter. He was a power hitter when he needed to be. He was probably the greatest defensive outfielder to ever play. He was a fantastic base stealer. He had a rocket for an arm. You talk when they talk about five-tool players, they're talking about Roberto Clemente.
Is Babe Ruth better than Roberto Clemente?
We're not going to go there.
He said I was crazy for saying he's not in the top 10, so let's do this. Is Babe Ruth better than Roberto Clemente?
Overall player?
Just say yes or no. Yes.
I'm done.
If you have to think about that, then we can't have the conversation.
I'll take nine Roberto Clementes over one Babe Ruth.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, Brett. But
and then I'm a Sooners fan, and I hear this, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
There are
so many legends out of that, you can't even do a top 10 list.
And he's got Stacy Dales and Alvin Adams
legends
on his list. I mean,
Alvin Adams. Good basketball player, but not top 10 Oklahoma.
Oh, heavens no. Not even close.
No. I mean,
this coming from a guy who's got Chuck Finley in his all-time top 10 pitchers.
Well, we got to get back to the list, Brett. Thanks for the call.
That's Brent.
Brent, whatever his name is. I know who it is. Number four on your list.
Number four is Danny Hodge.
A wrestler?
Yeah, one of the all-time great wrestlers.
You've got a football factory. At Oklahoma.
Yeah, surprisingly thin, again, on NFL
Number
stars.
Four on my list is Wayman Tisdale. Number three.
Blake Griffin.
Finally.
What do you mean finally? You had him at 71.
Number three on my list is Leroy Selman. Number two on your list, all-time great Sooner athlete.
Billy Sims.
Number two on my list is Billy Sims. And number one.
Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson.
How
we finally
that?
Agree.
Finally.
We finally agree. I can't believe you left off Steve Owens, Brian Bosworth, Buddy Hield.
They didn't do much
Tommy
after.
McDonald, and Tony Casillas.
I'll say this. Surprisingly thin on NFL stars at Oklahoma.
There aren't many. I can't believe it. And for you to say that Tony Casillas doesn't belong on a list, I mean,
who's said the words Tony Casillas out loud since he stopped playing football?
Oh, my God.
Nobody.
He's 54 years old. Let's look into Tony Casillas here for a minute. He helped him win the 1985 NCAA championship, won the Lombardi Award that year, the lineman of the year. Cowboy, back-to-back Super Bowls.
Never a Pro Bowler.
Inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2004. I mean, let's get real for a moment.
Never a Pro Bowler.
Let's talk. Let's hash this out.
Light. Whose career would you rather have, his or Alvin Adams?
Two-time All-American. We're talking about at Oklahoma.
No, we're talking about athletes who came out of Oklahoma.
Very much considered perhaps the greatest college lineman ever.
Well, no, the guy who they named the award after is that. Whoever that is.
I wish Brent would call back.
What's the lineman trophy? I can't even think of it.
The Outland trophy?
Yeah, him.
Bad day on the show for you.
No, I've had
one guy defend you, and I won him over.
We've had two callers who said Roberto Clemente is one of the top 10 baseball players ever.
I believe you could make a strong case for that.
Ruth, Cy Young, Walter Johnson,
no,
Bonds.
No, I'm talking about hitters.
Okay, Ruth, Bonds, Mays, Cobb,
Bonds is
Aaron,
not in there,
Speaker,
son.
Wagner, Musial, Hornsby, Collins, Williams, A-Rod, Garrick, Ricky
A-Rod.
Henderson, Mickey
Mantle,
Mel Ott, Nap Lajoie, Frank Robinson, Mike Schmidt.
A-Rod, Roberto Clemente wouldn't ask A-Rod
Joe
to
Morgan,
carry his
Albert
luggage.
Pujols, Jimmy Fox, Eddie Matthews,
you just said
Carl
Joe
Yastrzemski.
Morgan's better than Roberto Clemente?
Yeah, he was a better offensive player than Roberto Clemente. Far better.
There is no one who knows anything about the game of baseball.
Joe Morgan was a far better offensive player than Roberto Clemente.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. He just was.
Oh,
we're dealing in facts now.
You have to be the worst.
We're dealing right now
baseball.
In fact-based
for a guy who loves
arguments.
The game, you disparage baseball more than
no,
anybody.
No, I don't. That's the truth. Look it up.
When you say that Joe Morgan was a better player than Roberto Clemente, you hurt the game.
No, I'm not hurting anything. He was a better
Joe
offensive.
Morgan, if you called Joe Morgan right now and ask him, he would say, I don't belong in the same conversation with Roberto
offensively,
Clemente.
Offensively, Roberto Clemente was worth 71 wins, and Joe
I don't
Morgan,
care about
and
any
Joe
of that.
Morgan was worth 104.
I don't care about any of that.
Well, then you don't care about having a real argument.
He may not have played as long as Joe Morgan, but Roberto Clemente
he played
was
long
a,
enough to get 3,000 hits.
Was a dynamic player.
And Joe Morgan was better.
Absolutely not.
Just because he's not as exciting doesn't mean you can't be good.
Absolutely not.
It's the truth.
You've ended the show with a take that will be long remembered.
I'm extremely proud of my takes today. Browns playoffs.
And when you're at the Aldi
Morgan,
store.
Morgan greater than Clemente.
Picking up rye bread from the unemployment line. We'll point to this moment as the time that you lost it.
That's just crazy. Have a night looking at the stats.
Back in a minute to wrap it up. You're listening to The Drive on KFA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.